This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Mexico says it is deploying thousands of National Guard troops, most to its southern border with Guatemala. It is a key part of an agreement with the United States to cut into the number of migrants who travel through the U.S., through Mexico rather, headed for the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
The 6,000-strong force is part of an agreement with the U.S. to head off threatened American tariffs on Mexican imports. Mexican officials say Guard members deployed near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala will register migrants, offer them options for regularizing their immigration status, and return those who don't want to register. Another deployment is going to the border with the United States to attend to migrants who have been returned to Mexico while their asylum claims are processed in U.S. courts. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he may okay special protections for thousands of Venezuelan refugees who have fled to the United States from the continuing political unrest in Caracas. There have been massive new street demonstrations in Hong Kong, and the legislature called off what could have been today's critical session. Lawmakers were set to debate an extradition bill that includes the prospect of extradition to China. Hong Kong's leader is not saying if she plans to withdraw the bill in the face of the protests. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In an interview, Carrie Lam spoke tearfully about the sacrifices she has made for the city in response to questions about whether she is selling out the territory by trying to push through a controversial extradition bill. Then the chief executive dodged questions about whether she will withdraw the proposal in the face of chaotic and sometimes violent demonstrations against it by tens of thousands of angry residents in Hong Kong. Critics say the bill, which would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China, could lead to an erosion of civil liberties in the semi-autonomous territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. President Trump and the front-running Democrat intent on challenging